Maryland's news now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
The struggle for health care is a very current and much debated topic. The laws are changing, of course, with Obamacare. But there is a nonprofit foundation that tries to help insured families bridge the gap in health care because so much needed treatment is just not covered. With more on the United Healthcare Children's Foundation is UHCCF Wellness Director, Irene Myers-Thompson. Irene, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Mary Beth. We appreciate the opportunity.
I'm looking at the list of services that you can provide for qualifying families, and I could see where you would really bridge the gap. It would be a godsend for some of these families.
Absolutely. I mean, the purpose is to enhance the clinical condition or the quality of life for these children, but it also relieves a huge financial burden from the family so they can focus on what's most important, and that's caregiving and helping their child enhance their life.
Okay, so let's talk about how you guys operate. Right now, I know this foundation is regional, so this is really pertinent for the folks in Baltimore.
Absolutely. And really what we're looking for is a call to action for Baltimore families. We are seeking grant applications for families who are in need of financial assistance to help pay for their child's health care treatment, services, medical equipment that are either not covered or not fully covered by their commercial health insurance plan. And what I want to make sure that your viewers are aware of, Mary Beth, is that these families in Baltimore do not have to be covered by United Healthcare. They just need to have a commercial health insurance plan.
So any health insurance, they have to be covered.
Absolutely.
But I'm looking at your list of services, and so much of these are not covered by traditional insurance plans. Speech therapy, counseling services, wheelchairs oftentimes, sometimes eyeglasses, hearing aids. What kinds of families are you getting and what kinds of children are you helping?
Absolutely. And you bring up very excellent points. Everything that you've just described there are services that we've been able to pay for through these grant applications. Some of the most common medical conditions that we have offered grants to are children who are diagnosed with autism, cerebral palsy, developmental dysplasia, diabetes, even hearing loss. So those are some of the medical conditions, but then when you kind of drill down a little bit more and think about the medical treatments, we're paying for therapies, durable medical equipment, which in layman terms are adaptive tricycles, wheelchairs, orthotics, but then also hearing aids and then sometimes surgeries as well.
Okay, we have to have insurance, but how else do we qualify?
Families have to have children 16 years of age or younger. They must meet the economic guidelines, which are on our website at www.uhccf.org, and they must reside in the United States and have a commercial health insurance plan.
All right, we'll put a link to that on our website, WBAL.com.
We greatly appreciate that.
Let me just talk about how this sort of formed. And was this United Healthcare saying we need to do something to help these other families who may or may not even be our clients?
Yeah, absolutely, Mary Beth. Our mission at United Healthcare is to help people live healthier lives. So creating this foundation in 1999 is an excellent complement to what we try to do every day in the commercial insurance field. You know, but again, bridge that gap because we know that health benefit plans, regardless of who the carrier is, they differ from employer to employer. So much needed medical services and items are often left at the expense of the parent, and that becomes quite a financial burden for them. So we look to bridge that gap, as you mentioned earlier.
How is this foundation supported?
It actually is supported. The good news that I can always report, and I'm so thankful for, is that 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to the grant recipients. The foundation is staffed by mostly United Healthcare volunteers. And of our 90,000 employees across the country, we have an opportunity each year out of our paychecks to allocate a donation out of our biweekly paychecks to the foundation. And then we also take contributions from individual donors and organizations.
Is there a cap on how much a child can receive in a
year?
There
is. Another great question. $5,000 is the cap for a grant, but a child can receive up to $10,000 in their lifetime in grant application money from United Healthcare Children's Foundation.
I would think you would have a waiting list a mile long.
I would think so too. I mean, we've given out over 33 grants to Maryland families in the last 2 years, but we're always looking to create more awareness. I think in the age of the internet and texting and so many ways of getting communication, Mary Beth, that people get inundated and messages like this just kind of get lost. So this is a simple online 20-minute application. It does take 1 to 3 months to review and get approval. So it's a very easy process. There is an 800 number at 1-855-698-4223 where parents can call and leave a message and someone will call them back to give them assistance. But the guidelines on the website and the criteria are very, very clear and easy to read.
All right. United Healthcare Children's Foundation Wellness Director Irene Myers-Thompson, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for helping us seek more grant applications, Mary Beth. You have a great day today.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.